Well, Psalm 42, starting at verse 1. For the director of music, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while people say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves are breakers, all your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Vindicate me, my God, and plead my cause against an unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. This is the word of the Lord. Please, would you speak down deeply into our souls this evening as you use this psalm by your Spirit to speak to each one of us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When do you feel far from God? You might feel far from God now. We can feel far from God in church sometimes, can't we? We can feel like the sky's a slate and we try to pray to God and it feels like our prayers are bouncing back. Or we can feel like God is in another room and the door's closed. Or we can feel that God has turned his back on us, or maybe we've turned our back on him. We can feel far from God sometimes, can't we? That can be caused by all sorts of different things. It could be caused by a particular event in our lives that can make us feel that God is far away. It can be caused by maybe a mental health issue, that we're finding it difficult to relate to people and also to God. It can be caused by what has been called in the past spiritual depression, where we just feel down about being a Christian, for whatever reason that might be. There might be loads of little reasons, and nothing we can particularly put our finger on. Or it could be that we've got out of the habit of reading our Bibles and spending time with God ourselves, and therefore he's feeling far away. Or maybe we are still reading our Bibles, but we're reading them as quickly as we can to get to the end because we know we ought. Now, sometimes all of those things, or some of those things, will come our way. But they can make us feel far from God. Now, the psalmist in Psalm 42 was far from God. This seems to be a psalm that was written during the time of exile, probably in Babylon, or maybe at another point when there'd been an incursion from a foreign army into Israel, into Judah, and the people, had they not, if there weren't those who'd been carried off to another country, they fled to the hills or somewhere to try and keep out of the way of the invading army. And we can see this from this psalm, that the psalmist is calling to God from a distance. Look at verse 6 with me. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, Psalm 42, verse 6, it says, therefore I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Now that's far away from Jerusalem, far away from the center of worship of the ancient Israelites, far away from the place where the psalmist, the sons of Korah, worship leaders within the people of God, far away from where they would have felt close to God. So just as we can feel far from God, so the psalmist was feeling far from God. And he laments that. He writes down that he's sad about that. And he allows those feelings of sadness and separation from God to be expressed to God. And we're going to look at this psalm relatively briefly, but in three sections. So first of all, life in the world can be thirsty work. We can all feel parched, can't we? We can all feel spiritually parched. We can feel like we've been under the hot sun of pressure, the hot sun of things or people pulling us away from God, and we can feel dried out. We're not helped by a song that was written in, I think, the 1970s. That is a nice tinkly song, and there's videos of it on YouTube with nice little deer and things like that drinking from streams of water. That's not what the tone of this psalm at all. Look at verse 1 with me. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. The idea of panting there is a deer that's about to die. It feels like it's at death's door because it's not had water. It can't find a stream of water anywhere. It's desperate for some water to stop it from keeling over there and then. And as that deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. This is written by somebody who feels like they're so separate from God that their spiritual life is at risk right now. They're desperate for that sense of God's closeness. Verse 2, my soul thirsts for God. The idea of thirsting there isn't like, you know, wanting a drink because I've been talking up front for a bit. It's not that. This is thirsting because you are absolutely parched and desperate. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? I'm far away from you, God. I'm across the river. I'm up the hills. I'm away from where I meet with you. I feel separate from you. How can I meet with you, God? We'll have all felt like that, won't we, at some point in the past, maybe even at the moment. Where can I possibly meet with God? I feel so far away. I feel spiritually parched. Verse 3 talks of somebody who is crying day and night. Crying because he's separate from God. Crying because people are saying to him, "Where is your God?" Almost like being trolled, isn't it? This person's feeling far away from God, and his enemies are saying, "Where is your God? He doesn't exist, does he? That's why you feel far from him." We might have felt that way. Nothing like kicking a person when they're down, is there? And yet people do it quite a lot. And yet, verse 4, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul." Notice the psalmist is not, he's not bottling these feelings up. He's pouring out his soul to God. And he's remembering how he used to go to the house of God, how it used to feel to be close to God. There were shouts of joy and praise at those times among the festive throng. This is somebody who's used to being in the thick of it, in the thick of Old Testament Christian things, and he's far off. But he's remembering those times and feeding on the remembering of the good times. And so verse 5, he gives himself a good talking to. "Why are you so downcast? Why are you disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God." He's preaching the gospel to himself, isn't he? That there is hope to be had in God. Even though he's not feeling it right now, he's telling himself, put your hope in God, because it is objectively true that you can, even when life is particularly thirsty work. Secondly, beginning at verse 6, life in the world can feel overwhelming. He's far away from God. He's far away from where God's people meet, verse 6. And look at verse 7. Look at the picture language in verse 7. "Deep calls to deep. In the roar of your waterfalls, all of your waves are breakers. All of your waves and breakers have swept over me." This is somebody who feels like they're drowning under the pressures of life, drowning under all the stuff that is being thrown their way. They're being overwhelmed by thing after thing after thing in life. Verse 8, "By day the Lord directs his love. At night his song is with me, a prayer to God, to the God of my life." He is, the psalmist is still holding on to the fact God is there. But verse 9, "I say to God my rock," notice the truth, God his rock, "but I say to him, why have you forgotten me?" Have you ever felt that God's forgotten you? That maybe you're kind of fairly low down on his to-do list? That's how the psalmist was feeling. "Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy?" Now, the enemy was probably an actual physical enemy there, but for us, an enemy can be all sorts of things, can't it? It could be our mental health. It could be pressures from other people knocking us for being Christians. It could be just stuff, the stuff of life that's hard to deal with. So verse 10, "The pressure is feeling physical. My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long," trolling him again, "where is your God?" And yet, the refrain again, "Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Even in the thick of it, the psalmist is insisting that he will praise God, even if he's not feeling it. And finally, Psalm 43. Life will one day be lived back at home with God. Vindicate me, my God, against these people who say you don't exist, and plead my cause against the unfaithful nation. Rescue me from those who are deceitful and wicked. You are God, my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? That sound familiar from the cross? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? You see, Jesus can sing this psalm, can't he? Vindicate me, God, my Father. Vindicate me. Show everybody around that I am who you say I am, who I have taught I am. And of course, he was vindicated, wasn't he? He was surrounded by enemies. Where is your God? On the cross. And yet vindicated on that first Easter Sunday. And so the psalmist can say, verse 3, send me your light and your faithful care. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. So the psalmist is wanting to go back to Jerusalem. Of course, as Christians, we're looking beyond Jerusalem, aren't we? We're looking to the new Jerusalem, where everybody who is in Christ will one day be taken. However life feels now, if we're feeling far away from God at the moment, if we're holding on to trusting in Jesus with the ends of our fingernails, he's holding firm to us. And he will take us to be where he is, in the presence of his Father for all eternity. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. The psalmist is keeping his eyes on the future. What are we to do when we're in lament, when we are feeling far from God, when we're feeling down and sad, depressed? Keep our eyes on the future because of the past. The past is the cross and the resurrection, and the future is eternity with Jesus. And therefore, we can join with the psalmist, can't we? Verse 5. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, because the gospel is true, because Jesus did die and rise again, and because the new creation is real. For I will yet praise him in his presence, my Saviour and my God. So we can use this psalm, can't we, as a model to not hold back on telling God how we feel, but also as a model to not hold back on reminding ourselves of what is true, even though we feel far from God sometimes. This is a good model for us. So if you're feeling far from God at the moment, can I recommend that you go home this evening and maybe spend time in this psalm? Pray it through slowly, maybe come back to it again tomorrow morning. Work through it with God and ask God the same questions that the psalmist asks him, and tell yourself the same truths the psalmist tells himself. Let me pray. Our Father, we praise you for your word. Thank you that there is a Bible passage for absolutely everything that we need. Please would you help us when we're feeling far from you to come to this psalm and maybe similar psalms, and to pour out our heart to you as we need. And please help us to remind ourselves of the truth of the gospel. And please help us to teach ourselves that we will yet praise you in your presence in the new creation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.